welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in again to our broadcast. We're going to pick things up here in John chapter 6, and let's back up to verse number 41. Then the Jews then murmured at him, because he said, "I am that bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, 'I came down from heaven'?" They were offended at the Lord and him saying that he came down from heaven, that he was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah and the Savior. They murmured about the working of God, and that it is God that works in the hearts and lives of sinners unto repentance and faith. He's told them these things plainly, told them the truth. He's trying these people that say, that have made this plea, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And he says, you've seen me work, and you've heard me, but you don't believe. You don't believe, and he tries them with his word. Rather than saying amen in agreement to those things that the Lord says, they continually murmur, as we read here in verse number 41. Verse 43, Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Murmur not amongst yourselves. And no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. It is the Father that draws, and the Father that works with the Spirit and the Word. And I will raise him up at the last day," that promise of the resurrection. "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of God." And I ask that question, is God teaching you? Is he teaching you about your need of repentance and faith and in the Savior? "Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me," the effectual working of the Father. "Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. And that which is born of the Lord does acknowledge the Savior and does see God and does understand the salvation and calling of the Lord." Verse 47, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me," present tense, "believeth on me, hath everlasting life." And so if one believes now, they know they have everlasting life. It's a present tense sentence. "He that believeth on me," present tense, "hath," present tense, "everlasting life." There are those that teach that salvation can be lost, but if salvation can be lost, what is everlasting? The granting of something everlasting. If I was told that I could go down here to the parts store and buy an everlasting battery, one that would always, always, always work for my lifetime and beyond, that would be something that I could use for my lifetime, give to my children, because it would be an everlasting battery. That's the context that we take that in. If it is everlasting, it means it will last forever. Well, that is the life that the Lord gives, and he gives everlasting life. Some folks teach and preach that one won't really know if they're saved. They won't know if their soul has been saved until they die. This scripture here tells me, "He that believeth on me now hath everlasting now." The Lord says, it's all in me. In verse 48, "I am that bread of life." You need Jesus. Not good works, not faithful church service, not a promise or to pay the church or the Lord or something for the salvation or the redemption of your soul. You need Jesus Christ as Savior. And him and all that he's done and all that he's promised for the sinner that he saves, you need Christ. "I am that bread of life." Verse number 49, "Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead." Here the Lord tells about and refers to what they had said earlier about manna being given and the Lord correcting them in verse 32, that it wasn't Moses that gave that manna, but it was the Father that gave the true bread, Jesus Christ. He says, "Your father did eat manna," that physical bread, and in the wilderness, and they died. But I'm talking about you never dying. I'm talking about you having spiritual life forever. Verse 50, "This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die." And so spiritual bread that comes down from heaven, okay, not physical bread, but spiritual bread that comes down from heaven, that if that a man may eat thereof, and a man eats of that, he eats of that one time, he'll not die. Because when a man eats of that spiritual bread of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's got it forever. Forever. It says here, and not die. If it would be that that man would die, not physically, but this is talking spiritually. The Lord's going to tell us that on down here in verse number 63. Now, I'll read that verse. It is the spirit that maketh alive, that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you are spirit and are life. And so the Lord's dealing with the spiritual thing. He's not dealing with the physical. They, that multitude following around wanting the free lunch, they are dealing with the physical. They're looking for a free lunch. That's all they're interested in. But the Lord's speaking to them about the need of their soul. And he says here in verse 50, this is that the bread which cometh down from heaven. He is that bread. It says in verse 48, I am that bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and are dead. Physical bread. He is the spiritual bread. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And so the Lord here is telling, he is that bread. He is that spiritual bread. And he says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Christ. The essentialness, if you will, of partaking of Christ is that by which a man, a sinner, has life. It's not in anything that we do, anything that we purpose to do or pay, as I've said earlier, but it is by partaking of Christ, Him, the necessity of Him. We need Him, and that's what he's getting to with these people that are wanting the free lunch. We need Christ more than we need physical food for our bodies. If we don't have physical food for our bodies indeed will die. But if we don't have that spiritual bread of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will eternally die. He says, He is the bread that came down from heaven. He is sent by the Father, as he said many times. He became a man, as it tells us in Hebrews chapter 1. He came down, and the Lord has spoken to us through his Son that became a man. And he's still God, but yet he became a man for the sake of his people, for the sake of saving sinners. This is, verse 50, the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. And we know all physically we're all going to die. The apostles, did they die? Yes, physically they died, but they had the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. They had partaken of this bread of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's manifested later on in this chapter, which we'll get to that here soon. And they died physically. James, the apostle, was beheaded. He died physically. But having the Lord as Savior, he partook of that spiritual bread. And we know our brother James is alive with Christ now. He's with him now. Verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. A summary of those things that he said so far. If any man eat of this bread, eat of it, partake of it once. He shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh. And so now he's expanding more about what this bread is. He's told that this bread is him. He said in verse number 48 that I am that bread of life. And now he's going to come over into the physical realm from the spiritual to tell what he's going to do. He says, I will, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Lord is going to give his flesh. He's going to give his body. The only human sacrifice that ever made a difference was the sacrifice of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. His body was bruised. He was beaten. The blood ran out of his body there in Jerusalem and on Calvary's hill. And by the sacrifice of himself, God's sacrifice of his own son, he gave that body. A body hast thou prepared for me, it says in Hebrews. And as it tells again and retells again about the prophecy in the Old Testament, a body prepared for the Son of God, God the Son, that he might come and live and then offer himself a sacrifice, a ransom for many, a sacrifice for his people and for sinners that will repent and believe and trust in him. He is that bread of life, and that bread is his body, is his flesh. And I will give, and I which I will give for the life of the world. If the world is going to experience salvation, it's only going to be through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're under the hearing of my voice this time, and if your soul is going to be saved, eternally saved, your sins forgiven, the granting unto you of eternal life, it'll only be done through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only going to be through him. He is the Savior that is provided by God the Father, for the world. Sinners in the world, that live in the world, in the cosmos, as is the Greek word, all of the creation of the Lord, the only Savior in that world, in that cosmos, is Jesus Christ. He's the only one. That's what that is saying. Which I will give for the life of the world. And remember, in John chapter 1, in him is life. See, Jesus is the only life that ever came to the world, the only spiritual life that came to the world. He is the representation of the life of God in the earth when he came in the day of his ministry. It's by him that that life is given to dead sinners. It's the only way a sinner can be made alive. It's the only way a sinner can be quickened. I want to remind you of what it says over here in John chapter 5 and verse number 21. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. That means make alive. Okay? And then it said, as we've read in the past in John chapter 5, verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, the quickening of the word of God, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verse 25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead, the spiritually dead, shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The quickening of the Lord. It's only accomplished through this bread of God, which is the Son of God, and the bread that he gives is his flesh. And if a sinner in the world is going to have life, it's only going to be found in Jesus Christ. Well, we'll sign off with this verse here in verse 52, and we'll pick it up next time. The Jews therefore strove amongst themselves, saying, how can this man give us flesh to eat, or as it says here in the King James, his flesh to eat. Once again, they're turning to the physical. May the Lord help us and help each one that they might understand. See that our time is past. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.